The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And for today, we're going to start off with the North Carolina Comedy Festival, set for a 10-day run in Greensboro starting April 17th. It's one of the largest comedy festivals in the country. The festival aims to be the biggest and best festival in the Southeast, bringing in a diverse group of improv, sketch, and stand-up comedians to help further the North Carolina comedy scene in four different venues. More than 200 comedians are slated to perform. The headliners on the 10-day run for the festival are Sean Patton, Mia Jackson, and Todd Berry. Now, Sean Patton is a comedian based in Los Angeles and New York by way of New Orleans. He began doing stand-up in the Crescent City and has since performed in comedy clubs across the U.S. and Canada. Mia Jackson is a New York-based comedian originally from Georgia. In 2017, she was selected as a new face by the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, and Atlanta's Creative Loafing named her the city's best stand-up. And Todd Berry is widely recognized for his roles as the bongo-playing third Conchord on HBO's Flight of the Conchords and Mickey Rourke's Deli Boss in the 2009 Oscar winner The Wrestler. More information on performance dates, and locations can be found on the festival's website, nccomedyfestival.com. North Hills is out with its lineup for the summer. The Beach Music Series returns starting April 18th at the Commons each Thursday from 6 until 9. Coming up April 18th, it's Liquid Pleasure. April 25th, the Catalinas. May 2nd, the Castaways. May 9th, Legacy Motown Review. May 16th, the Embers, featuring Craig Woolard and Stephanie Owens. May 23rd, Bantam Rooster. And May 30th, Spare Change. The rest of the lineup, it runs through August 15th. Other North Hills events, Friday Night Tributes, run August through October from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. No schedule yet. Saturday, May 4th, it's the 5th Annual Midtown Music Fest. Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills from 3 to 10. Announced performers include Raylan Baxter and Guster. And the Midtown Bluegrass Series, presented by Pinecone at Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park. There are two dates currently. Sunday, May 19th, it's the Poe Ramblin' Boys and Old Salt Union. That's from 2 until 6. A second concert is set for Sunday, September 15th, but no musical group has been scheduled. Don't call it a comeback. In the theater world, it's an encore. Hamilton, the Broadway musical sensation of the 21st century, will return to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, in 2020, or maybe 2021. The national touring company of Hamilton will stage a production during DPAC's 2020-21 season. The venue announced last week. The dates have not yet been set. When Hamilton, the Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning blockbuster by Lin-Manuel Miranda, came through Durham last fall, it broke DPAC attendance records during its month-long run, selling out all of 32 performances for the 2,700-seat venue, selling more than 86,000 seats. For the return, tickets are not yet on sale, but like last time, priority is given to DPAC season ticket holders. The Hamilton was nominated for 16 Tony Awards, taking home 11, including Best Musical. And speaking of DPAC, here's the latest rundown through Sunday, April 21st. You can go see Anastasia. This dazzling show will transport you from the twilight of the Russian Empire to the euphoria of Paris in the 1920s. As a brave young woman sets out on a journey to discover the mystery of her past. Pursued by a ruthless Soviet officer determined to silence her, Anya enlists the aid of a dashing con man and a lovable ex-aristocrat. Together, they embark on an epic adventure to find her home, love, and family. Wednesday, April 24th, at DPAC, Cruel Intentions, the 90s musical. It pulls you into the manipulative world of Manhattan's most dangerous liaison, Sebastian Valmont and Catherine Mertoil. Seduced by revenge and fueled by passion, the two place a bet on whether or not Sebastian can deflower their incoming headmaster's daughter, Annette Hargrove. As the two set out to destroy the innocent girl and anyone who gets in their way, they find themselves entangled in a web of secrets, temptation, and the cruelest game of all, love. So there you go. Cruel Intentions, the 90s musical, Wednesday, April 24th. Thursday, April 25th, it's Professor Brian Cox, Universal Adventures in Space and Time. This immersive experience will take audiences to the edge of our current understanding about the origin and evolution of our solar system and universe. Friday, April 26th, it's Dane Cook, Tell It Like It Is Tour. One of the most prolific stand-up comedians and a versatile actor, recognized in significant film and TV projects. He's been featured in numerous Comedy Central and HBO specials and created a number of successful comedy albums. That's Dane Cook. Saturday, April 27th, it's Britt Floyd, the special 40th anniversary celebration of The Wall. Sunday, April 28th, Reality Ministries presents the 2019 Talent Show. Talent Show is a memorable evening highlighting the wonderful talents and unique gifts of the Reality Ministries community. All seating is free general admission. Then at DPAC Tuesday, April 30th through May 2nd, Tyler Perry's Madea's Farewell Play Tour. Of course, Perry has announced that he's bringing the Madea franchise to a halt with a final movie. But before Perry leaves, he would like to give Madea fans a proper goodbye with Madea's Farewell Play Tour. Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th, it's Paw Patrol Live. Tuesday, May 7th through Sunday, May 12th, beautiful. This is the Carole King musical. Then Monday, May 13th, Eddie Izzard, Wunderbar World Tour. Now, I've heard that word, Wunderbar, Wunderbar, or Wunderbar. Anyway, it's Eddie Izzard, Monday, May 13th. That's all at DPAC. And then we're going to take a look at the lineup at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, April 19th, Triple C's tour with Sir Charles Jones, Calvin Richardson, and Omar Cunningham. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Saturday, April 20th, John Cusack, High Fidelity. The hit comedy High Fidelity is the story of a record shop owner, played by Cusack, on a search for love and the reasons behind his failed relationships. Against a backdrop of over 70 songs spanning multiple decades and genres of music. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Also, Saturday, April 20th, legendary funny man Sinbad, ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. Actor and comedian Sinbad has had audience laughing for more than 3 decades. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, April 26 and 27, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in concert. It's based, of course, on the 3rd installment of J.K. Rowling's classic saga. This is Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 both evenings. Murder for Two starts April 26th. This is a North Carolina theater event. Officer Marcus Moskowitz is a small-town policeman with dreams of making it to detective. One fateful night, shots ring out at a surprise birthday party. The nearest detective is not around. Marcus jumps at the chance to prove his sleuthing skills. But who done it? Perfect blend of music, mayhem, and murder. In this hilarious show, two performers play 13 roles, not to mention the piano, in a witty and winking homage to old-fashioned murder mysteries. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, May 2nd, it's Roseanne Barr, comedy superstar, award-winning actress, best-selling author, 2012 presidential candidate, and the original domestic goddess. Roseanne Barr will perform a 90-minute stand-up comedy set, Memorial Auditorium, at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th, Carmina Burana, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maimandi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both evenings. Friday through Sunday, May 3 through 5, Imagine National Dance Challenge, that's at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, May 5th, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Spring Concert, Maimandi Concert Hall at 7. Tuesday, May 7th, Beatles vs. Stones, a musical showdown, tribute bands Abbey Road and Satisfaction. Tuesday, May 7th, Triangle Youth Orchestra Spring Concert. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall at 7. Friday and Saturday, May 10 and 11, Pink Martini. This is a North Carolina Symphony Pop Series event. Pink Martini is part big band, part classical ensemble, part salsa troupe, and a lot of fun. The lush sounds of the symphony back this popular group in a dynamic, vibrant show with the silky, sultry voice of singer China Forbes featured front and center. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall. All right, checking out some of the venues around the Triangle. Garner Performing Arts Center, April 19 and 20, The Art of Murder. Saturday, April 27th, Broadway Voices, Lucky Lady. The performers light up the stage with star power. These four dynamic divas bring a stunning and magical performance. After years performing on Broadway, London's West End, Hollywood, and the Las Vegas Strip, the powerhouse vocals of Lady Luck, Nicole Kaplan, Rachel Tyler, Lindsay Roginski, and Heidi Webster are veterans of shows like Chicago, Mamma Mia, The Little Mermaid, Grease, 42nd Street, Miss Saigon, the Rocky Horror Show, Smokey Joe's Cafe, The Music Man, Into the Woods, and Little Shop of Horrors. Show starts at 7:30. at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, Saturday, April 27th. It's Jazz Live Concert Series at 7:30. Sunday, April 28th, Fall Winds Classical Concert Series, Music for Woodwind Quintet with musicians from the Triangle Chamber Music Collective. Saturday, May 4th, it's Peak Fest 2019. Salem Street in historic downtown Apex will come alive during Peak Fest. For more than 30 years, Peak Fest has brought families together for a day of fun, food, and fellowship. The event, which is referred to as an arts and crafts festival, has deep roots within the Apex community. Saturday, June 1st, it's the 10th annual Apex Latino Arts and Culinary Festival. Sample tasty, authentic food and dessert delights from over 12 different Latino countries. Plus, enjoy arts and crafts for families, the Latino Arts Exhibit at Halley, an artisan craft bazaar, and spectacular music and dancing at the Apex Depot. Then Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th, it's Peak City Singers presenting When the Past Meets the Present, an afternoon of folk music and other favorites. Performance starts at 3 both days. Moving on to the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Thursday through Saturday, May 2nd through the 4th, it's Young King Arthur. The shows are at 7 each evening and a matinee on Saturday at 2. Saturday, May 11th, David Engel's Jedi Academy performances at 11 and 2. Friday, May 17th, it is comedian Karen Morgan. Clean comedy performance great for all ages. Karen was born and raised in Athens, Georgia, but now calls Maine her home. A former trial attorney, she began her professional comedy career as a finalist on Nickelodeon Television's Search for the Funniest Mom in America. Saturday, May 18th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Route 55 Jazz Band presents Remember When. Thursday through Saturday, June 6th through 8th, Stageworks Theater presents Harold and Maude. This is a stage adaptation of the movie about the suicidal 19-year-old boy who finally learns how to truly live when he meets that delightfully wacky octogenarian. Octogenarian. There we go. Maude. Harold is the proverbial poor little rich kid. His alienation has caused him to attempt suicide several times. These incidents are more cries for attention than actual attempts. Performances each evening start at 7:30, and there is a matinee show on Saturday that starts at 2 o'clock. The Clayton Center, May 11th, that's a Saturday. It's the Johnston County Chorus, the greatest show, music from the movies. The performance will feature more than 60 singers and a live band presenting movie classics through the years. There are two shows, one at 2 p.m., and of course the matinee, and then again at 7. June 10th through the 13th and June 17th through the 20th, then June 24th through the 27th, Carolina Youth Theater, Stage Right Camp for 6th to 8th graders. All right, moving on to Cary. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park has released its 2019 Friday night concert schedule. Events are held 5 to 8, unless noted, and the concerts are free. May 3rd, it's the Ed Stevenson Duo at 6. June 7th, My Cousin Skinny at 6. July 5th is Garth Robertson, and the program at the Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park continues through October 4th. There is also Bond Park Adventure Days, two events, April 27th and May 25th. There is unlimited access to boats from 10 to 5 and other activities. Downtown Chowdown Food Truck Rally, that's on Academy Street in downtown Cary. There's already been one. That was on April 14th. The other one is July 14th from 12:30 to 5. Dates have been set for Cary Live at the new downtown park on South Academy Street, June 29th, July 20th, September 21st, and October 12th. Entertainment has yet to be announced. Children's Day Festival of Cary is set for Saturday, April 20th at Sertoma Amphitheater from 11 to 5. Park After Dark, select Wednesdays from 7 to 9 at Downtown Park. Entertainers have not yet been announced, but Park After Dark will be held June 12th, July 10th, August 14th, September 11th, and October 9th. Saturday, May 11th, it's the 15th annual Ritmo Latino Festival. The primary purpose of the festival is to provide a place for residents to explore, interact with, and experience Latino-Hispanic culture. Then, of course, as always, right around the corner, Saturday, April 27th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival, Bond Park from 9 to 5. And it is celebrating its 25th year. All right, some other festivals around North Carolina. Merle Fest, April 25th through the 28th. This year's headliners include Steep Canyon Rangers with Steve Martin. And this all takes place for Wilkes County Community College. Moog Fest is coming up April 25th through the 28th. The festival is devoted to art, music, and technology, held at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. The Mebane Dogwood Festival is April 26th through the 28th, a tradition since 1988. This festival includes a golf tournament, a 5K run, and live music. Fayetteville Dogwood Festival is April 25th through the 27th. Then there's Brugaloo Craft Beer Festival, April 26th through the 27th. Next month, North Carolina Strawberry Festival, May 3rd and 4th. This is in Chadburn. The Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival is coming up May 2nd through the 5th. Over 50 bands, and this is all in Chatham County. The Barbecue Festival on the Noose is May 3rd and 4th in downtown Kinston. And this, of course, is the annual celebration of great food and music. There's the Thrive North Carolina Festival, May 9th and 10th, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, held at City Market. Each night will include chefs performing live demonstrations, samples from local restaurants and breweries, and, of course, some live music. The Cape Fear Bluegrass Festival is in May. No date set yet. Enjoy barbecue and live music at this Wilmington Festival. Rose Fest in Pink Hill is May 18th. This festival kicks off with a 5K race and a bubble party. Yay! Artsplosure, May 19 and 20. This spring festival started in 1980 in downtown Raleigh. There are vendors, live music, children's activities, and more. Coming up May 4th, it's the Smithfield Ham and Yam Festival. That's been around a long time. Kernersville Spring Folly Festival, that's May 3rd through the 5th. Jiggy with the Piggy Fest is May 3rd and 4th, and that is in Kannapolis. You've got Mayfest, May 10th through the 12th, in Pilot Mountain. The Nashville Blooming Festival is May 10th and 11th. The Epicenter Festival, May 10th through the 12th at the Rockingham Festival Grounds. A note about Raleigh's wide-open Bluegrass Festival. It's been announced that the event in downtown Raleigh will offer free admission to its main stage shows at Red Hat Amphitheater. The IBMA has held its annual music festival, conference, and award ceremony in Raleigh since 2013. Much of the festival is free, with dozens of acts performing on multiple stages throughout downtown Raleigh. But this fall, IBMA has announced that Red Hat shows also will be free general admission to attend. The aim, the organization said, is to make the festival's most sought-after shows more accessible. There still will be ticketed sections for the shows, $70 for non-IBMA members. Members receive a $10 discount. Free seats will be on a limited basis and cannot be reserved. This year's wide-open Bluegrass is set for September 24th through the 28th. All right, coming up at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Thursday, April 18th, the Band of Heathens with Blue Cactus at 8. Friday, April 19th, Piece of Time, Iron Maiden tribute with Metallodeath, and that starts at 9 o'clock. Saturday, April 20th, 420 Reggae Fest featuring Treehousel and more, and that starts at 8. At the Ritz, Wednesday, April 17th, Little Baby, the New Generation Tour. Thursday, April 18th, Jamie Johnson. Friday, April 19th, the Purple Madness tribute to Prince. And at Poorhouse Music Hall, April 17th, a Wednesday, Universal Psy. Thursday, April 18th, Comedy Overload, that starts at 8. Thursday, April 18th, Noah Cross, Earther, and the Old Sioux Summer. And that all starts at 9 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. So long until next time.